All right, Jared Johnson's show is getting ready to take off, but first it's time for Ticks at Six.
Yeah, let's give away some tickets to go see WWE October 30th, which is a Monday night.
410-338-1098. It's looking like caller 21 is better. Caller 21.
Legal.
All right, this man brought to us by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern. Let's bring him in. He played the game at a high level. I-95, Jared Johnson. What's going on, dog?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you're coming to town in a week or two?
Yeah, man, next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be
at the Thursday night game, and then we're going to be at McFall's Iron Horse Tavern on Friday night for a big night. It's going to be fun.
Tell you what, the pretty boys are raising the bar on the Ravens broadcast team. Dennis Pitta, hell of a job. Todd Heap.
Is he crushing it?
He did well. I thought he did well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, so.
Pressure's on.
You'll come in. Well, your thoughts on the Bears game. It was really an up-and-down game, Jared.
Yep.
And right at the end, Eric Weddle went for that strip. Couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Well, actually, they kicked the field goal to win it in overtime, the Bears did.
Right. Yeah, man, just, I don't know. Just the Ravens have just been obviously super inconsistent this year. I thought there were areas of the game that they played really well. They played super good. Matt Judon had a huge game. Terrell Suggs had a huge game. I thought Joe played relatively well this week, you know. And then two passes, he hits the guys right in the numbers, and they either drop it or whatever, ends up being a turnover, one return for a touchdown. And then they battle right back. You get a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown. The one huge right there at the last minute to get back and tie it up and lose it in overtime. So it was just an up and down game. It was definitely tough on the nerves.
And now the Vikings, they're 4-2, Jarrett.
Talented team.
Marianne, ever been to Minnesota?
No.
You'd fit right in with the blonde hair.
And my accent. I know I sound a lot like Minnesota. But and I've never done a school there or anything, only Wisconsin.
Minnesota. Well,
you know.
Hey, Harrison Smith, he shows up and he's in a bad mood when he puts a hat on you. I like the way he plays. Minnesota is going to be a tough game. We'll get into that a little later on. And Jarrett, a bunch to talk about. We're going to ask, if your wife looked at you and said,
he'd be great once he does this. Or did you have a little, did you see her as a fixer-upper? That's what we were just talking about.
A fixer-upper.
Dig in.
Like she's an A-frame. It's a Jared Johnson show with Kirk and Marianne, Chris Shemileski, and everybody else on 98 Rock.
Hey, we're back. It's the Jared Johnson Show. It's my favorite hour of the week. Is that weird to say? Thursdays, 6 to 7?
Hey, you got a kid that you love. I think you're lying.
No, that's true. Well, on the air.
Okay,
this is better than being a mother to my baby.
Whoa, okay, Jared, yeah.
A lot of pressure. So, Jared, earlier in the show, we were talking about that moment where you meet someone and they're great, except that one thing. My friend, you know, hated the jokey voice this girl he dated used, and you know, Kirk and I talked about things. Did you, when you met your wife, was there something that you were like, I can't wait to tell her about?
And I'd love to hear it.
You mean like, me and my, we are like polar opposites. I mean, she's like very proper Southern Belle, you know, whatever. I'm kind of rough around.
You're unrefined.
So, you know, I kind of want to get her out of her shell, get her loosened up, you know, a little more relaxed sometimes. But it works, you know, so I couldn't even imagine all the things she wanted to change about me.
Right.
I'm sure when she met me, it was probably my hair. She wanted me to like brush my hair and comb it, maybe get more tame, and then it all fell out. And she's like,
oh God.
Did you ever have hair? I mean, wasn't around.
Dude, you ever seen me with hair, man? I'll send you a picture.
When you first started playing for the Ravens, did you have hair?
Oh yeah. So I had hair. Let's see. My rookie year was 03, 04. 05, and then I believe my 06 season, I was like, screw this, I'm out, and just took it to the skin, baby.
That was a brother thing until...
Was it?
Isaac Hayes, Shaft, was like the first guy I'd ever seen with a bald head.
Really?
And then
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, Shaft, and we can dig it.
Do not know that reference.
South Park, the chef.
Yeah.
That was...
That was Isaac Hayes.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that was your first. I would say Bruce Willis was the one that started to make it.
But this guy, good. Isaac Hayes, was in the 70s.
Oh, we just saw him.
Hey! With a curly top.
He looks like a little boy. He looks so young.
It's bad. I will say this. Being bald It's definitely more respected now than the comb over or the like.
Right.
You know, we have the sides.
Right.
I think guys now are just like, screw it, man. I'll shave the whole thing.
We're going to
shave
on the
Absolutely. Yeah. But I know guys, I've dated guys that are shaved head, bald, and they still struggle with it. They still, it hurts them. They talk about it. Like, did you have a tough time or were you just like, whatever, no, I shave my head?
I make jokes about it. Like, you know, if somebody's got great hair, and, you know, I call them, hey, man, you got some great hair. And they're like, oh, this whole thing. I'm like, dude, you appreciate it. Man, you don't know what it's like.
You don't know what you've got.
But no, I love it.
With that head of hair, I would have shaved a long time ago, Jared.
It's not bad.
You look way better without it. That's great.
No doubt. Hey, it fits, man. I got a beautifully smooth head.
Yeah.
It's great. It works.
Hey, it's the Jared Johnson Show brought to you by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern in Parkville, 98 Rock. Jared Johnson Show, Thursday night, 6 to 7 o'clock. All right, we were laughing at your picture, and then you brought up a city way far away from here in China, Beijing. What is that?
So you were talking about how you're losing your hair.
Kirk is, yeah.
You're obviously a black man, right?
What?
What?
Yeah.
My favorite joke.
I missed it.
He said, obviously you're a black man, and Chris and I feigned ignorance. Like, didn't realize.
Paint the top of your head? Have you not seen this?
Yeah.
I mean, we had guys in the locker room that beijing their beard, beijing their head, to like darken up their beard, and then spray
totally.
The top of their head.
Like dye it?
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's
the worst.
It's
and
so bad.
I'm not going to mention names.
Okay.
But we'll just say he's a Hall of Famer who's known to Beijing.
And dude, you're fooling no one. Right?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's so obvious when you see a jet black thing, you're like, that's not real.
That's not real. That is paint.
I've never
never heard of this.
I've never heard of that. I've seen it done, just never heard the term, and I don't go that way. You know what I mean?
No, you
Look,
shouldn't.
I got a little gray and that's okay. And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen,
there's nothing wrong with a little gray.
I walked
into the bistro downstairs, and I'm looking in one of the glass containers, and there's a camera overhead, and I'm like, who's the bald black guy?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's me. So that's when I knew time to chop off. You know, doing the homeboy comb over.
Just don't dye it. Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
There's nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah.
When guys try to do too much and they're combing over and they're spraying this, and they got this crap.
Agreed.
Bad, man. Just let it go. Be a man. Take it to the skin.
The first time I saw that was at Monsters of Rock back in the 80s. Klaus Meiner of the Scorpions. He went behind some partition and went, started spraying the back of his head. I was like, I know what you're doing, dude.
Oh, he sprayed the skin?
He had a small bald spot, and this made it look like there was hair there. It was like
sprayed
fibrous
on his skin.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It was
like spray foam.
I was like, dude, that is hair in a can.
Oh, that's bad.
Scorpions rock you like a hurricane.
No.
Jared Johnson Show rolling here on 98.
It's time for some locker room talk, you guys. I've always been curious about what happens in those locker rooms, and now we've got some actual footage of something that happened with you, Kirk.
Well, it's weird because it's their office. And when no matter whoever comes in there.
It's annoying to them, probably.
Is it annoying?
Right, Jared?
A little bit?
You get used to it.
Yeah.
Those people come through there. You know, it's definitely a little different when the media's in there. Probably a little bit more tame.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Not much. But
well, I'm in there every week. I get thrown off the block for near the toilets. I told you that. That's okay.
Right.
And that was fine. But it seems like every time I go in there, one player out of all of them tends to either get in my interview like, tell him what I taught you, or whatever. I was talking to Brandon in the locker room yesterday, and you can hear, you'll recognize his voice. Play it.
You get home.
It's 98 Brandon Williams. How was it today?
It felt good. It felt good out there in practice.
Look. No. Don't let him talk you into that. Tell him, like, no, homie, I'm going to do you when I do everybody else, B.
You gotta go to work. I'm gonna let him live.
Soft, man. What
would
he say?
You're soft.
You're saying today went well.
Okay, you know who that was, right?
Yeah, it says.
Why I is it? And somebody asked me, was he serious?
I was wondering,
and I'm not quite sure. And I'll just give you my take, Jarrett, and you give me yours.
Yeah,
I think. If they do that, then you're kind of okay with them. If they don't mess with you, then They don't want to be around
That's
you.
That's Kirk's way of making himself feel better.
I don't know. Am I doing that? I could be. Help me figure this out, Dub.
No, you're absolutely right. He's straight up just messing with you. He's messing with Brandon Williams. He's trying to get Brandon to be more of a jerk.
Yeah.
So he's saying, you
toughen
know,
up.
No, you talk to Kurt when you talk to everybody else. When everybody comes around you, you talk to all of them at one time and then you're done. You know, don't talk to each reporter individually.
He's like, but this is Kirk McEwen.
Well, we did a show last year. That's why I feel like I can do that. I was with him for 16 Mondays. Like if you saw Ladarius somewhere, Marianne, you could roll right up on him and be like, oh, my God, Ladarius. You
know? Exactly. Oh, my God.
If you wanted to. That's my way of doing that. It's just you know, you're never quite sure because you're in their space. You know what is
But that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it uncomfortable. They do not want you to be comfortable. We used to have media dodgeball. Were you ever there for that?
No, I was not.
They shut out the lights and they pelt you in the head with a dodgeball. You don't remember that?
Wait, what? Who pelts you?
The media hour began, the minute the last reporter walked in the room, we'd shut out the lights and start throwing dodgeball.
That's hilarious and horrible.
Yeah, at the same time. Hilarious. Hey, and one other thing I noticed is Brandon used to sit over by the shower. Now he moved into the middle of the locker room, right near Terrell Suggs.
That's his boy.
Yeah, he gets protection.
And he's moved up.
When Sizz moves on, Brandon will hold court there in the middle of that locker room.
Right. Yep.
It's a little hierarchy.
There
little
sure
pecking
is a
order.
Lot to learn.
Yeah.
Dude, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my career that happened to a reporter. The DBs built this makeshift, like, ghetto basketball goal with a coat hanger. And they made a backboard and the whole thing, and they stuck it to, you know, up high on somebody's locker, and they'd shoot hoops. But if you got caught standing near the basketball goal, they would sneak up on you and dunk on you without, you know, you're just standing there. You don't even know. And all of a sudden, somebody comes and just dunks right on you. Well, a reporter, I'm not going to say his name, is standing there looking for whoever he's going to come talk to, and he's standing right under this goal. One of the DBs comes out of the shower butt naked, wearing a purple mink coat.
What?
And runs and just spread eagle dunks right on this guy's face. And I mean, it was hysterical.
The picture's up on our webpage.
Yeah, right.
Where do you find good stuff like this? Nowhere.
A mink coat?
The Jared Johnson Show. Purple. 98 Rock.
All right. We've got Jared here. It's your show, Jared.
It's his show.
Why don't we talk about the upcoming game? It's against the Vikings. And it seems to me like the easier the team is, the worse they do. So maybe this will get all ramped up.
A bad observation right there.
They absolutely have kind of played down to their opponent this year.
You win two, you lose two. You win one, you lose one. Yeah. And that's where they are, 3-3. Right. Here's the rubber match, game 7, and they're going to Minnesota. Jared, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
I don't know, man. I mean, this is a young, talented team, very similar to the Raiders they played a couple weeks ago. They played well against the Raiders. Injured quarterback, they got Case Keenum stepping in. So I don't know. It's going to be a challenge. They got some really talented, young defensive players. So I don't know. I hope the same Ravens team that went out to the West Coast shows up in Minnesota. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco was victimized by some drop passes. Does that come up it doesn't come up in the locker room. It's just part of the game. Nobody says, actually, John Harbaugh said it's a prerequisite to have to catch the ball if you got wide receiver next to your name. That lets you know if you're going to be around here, you're going to have to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, you know, everybody always asks stuff like, do you yell at them? Do you do it? You know, like, no, you just let the process weed it out. If you're a receiver and you can't catch the ball, you are probably not going to have a job very long. So what's yelling at the guy and screaming at the guy going to do? Like, no, you screamed at me, so now I'll go catch the ball. You know, that's not going to do anything. So, it's got to be frustrating for Joe, especially, you know, made both those passes, the ones that were dropped that ended up being turnovers, hit them right in the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Great passes. And, you know, what are you going to do? You know, so I don't know. I hope they get it together and play a little more consistent this week and get that W, man.
Well, it's a lot of football left. I mean, they're 3-3, yeah. So there's 10 weeks of football left. Throw in that bye. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's a Thursday game. That means I get a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then there's another bye week. Yeah. So I get a couple of weekends in there. You probably get a trip in on the bye. A
couple of weekends off, you mean?
Well, yeah. When you play football on Thursday, that means Saturday and Sunday, or a Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And not just for me, but for regular people that want
to
do something on a weekend.
Yeah, because they feel obligated, right.
And then week 10 is the bye.
But. And don't forget tonight, we all get to enjoy Uranus.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Uranus is showing tonight, JJ. Yeah. Don't forget.
Yeah, if you've got a telescope, all right. So
we talked about it earlier in the show. Uranus is showing tonight.
It's the Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock. All right, let's see what we got here. I think it's my man Justin downtown. Justin, is it you?
Yes, it is I, buddy. What's up, man?
Just hanging out, doing the Jarrett Johnson Show, Marianne Shimoleski. What's going on? 0.05K night tonight.
God, first things first, Double J, if you're listening to I-95, I apologize, I-95. You got a lot of weird texts from me on the night of Uncensored 4. Sorry about that. Delete your internet browser history and any pictures I sent you. They were intended for a female. We're going to be down here tonight hanging out for the 0.05K. Nevermore Haunt is here. They're incredible. It's one of the best haunted experiences that you've ever seen. Also, Geth Candy's hooking us up. There's a free Miller Lite if you enter the race. Come down, cash only, still get signed up. A grueling 162-foot race, 0.05K, kicking off the Baltimore Running Festival. If you're looking for me, look for the guy with the lady haircut and the pro wrestling hand gloves. That's right, I've been dressed as the phenomenal AJ Styles tonight because there's a myriad of incredible costumes, incredible outfits, a bunch of great people. Stop down. It's a great time. It's the 0.05K. You can still get signed up. Grab yourself a free T-shirt. We're going to be here hanging out all night long.
That's Jay from the JSS award-winning morning show. Hey, Justin, have a great time. Kirk and Marianne flying with the Jarrett Johnson Show here on 98 Rock. And, hey, it's brought to you by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern. Good people out there. Chef Evan, what's going on?
And Glenn and Kristen.
Yes. And, Jarrett, you had a great time out there. I got a history from somebody that knows the area and said once they got involved, that place really took off.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it's a really cool spot out in Parkville. I don't know. Last time we had a blast. I'm going to be coming up next week. I'm going to be at the Thursday night game. And then the next night, Friday, the 27th, me and a bunch of people from 98 Rock and a few people from the Ravens, we're going to go up there and have a good time. So Chef Evan just released his fall menu, which if you're on Instagram or Facebook, look up McFall's Iron Horse Tavern, and you got to check out this menu, man. Hey. It looks unbelievable. So
and I just want to say broadcaster to broadcaster, man, your commercials make me want to head on out there. You're sounding loosey-goosey. You really bringing it? Yeah, you're doing your thing, man.
We're working on it, yeah.
Yeah, so. Try the Jarrett Johnson burger. And
I 83 ate my burger last time, so I got to get on it quick.
Is that not allowed?
Well, he sort of bum rushed his burger. That means it's a good burger when a stranger can just sit down and eat it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we'll see you next week in person.
Yeah. Fired up, man.
Let's go ahead and turn things over to Sixth Sense, Nikki and Jen. It's a Jarrett Johnson
show. They're pulling in
on 98 Rock. We'll see you next week.